one more time, you are Lord. For you are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you are Lord. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's just bow in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. Just be in your presence tonight, Lord, and to sing these songs, to worship you, Lord, to give back to you this praise and this adoration, Lord, that so do your name so worthy of, Lord. We just want to pour out our love to you tonight, Lord, and tell you how good you are, how great you are, Lord. And even as the scripture says, it's so good for us just to magnify you, Lord. We desire that tonight, Lord. Would you be magnified in every heart? Grant it, Lord, and we just ask your blessing now upon this time and the ministry of your word, Lord. We're looking to you to minister it, really, and pray that man would be out of the picture, that you would touch the hearts of your people, that you would feed and just meet with them, take them into a place of communion, just you and them, Lord, tonight. And Lord, that's what the longing of our soul, Lord, each one of us, just to be with you. To feast on you, to partake of you, Lord. Grant it tonight. Even now, just ask that you would give us a little bit of grace for the middle of the week, Lord. I know everybody's, sometimes it's busy and we've been running around and things, but Lord, we just ask you'd quiet us down tonight. Calm us, settle us, and just give us grace that we could focus and concentrate on you and partake of you, Lord. Grant it, we pray. And we give you thanks, praise, and honor, and glory. We ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you, music. Appreciate you. Good to see you again, Josh and Juliet. So good to have you with us tonight. I'm sure you've heard this, and I'm not alone in saying this, but we just love you, and we've been praying for you constantly. So you're part of us in more ways than one, of course. So we're just glad to have you with us tonight. So thank you, musicians, again. Wow, we have just so much to be thankful for, and I want to start out with that tonight. And, you know, of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and but even just with what the Lord put on my heart tonight, just, you know, there's a lot of ways you can look at life, the things that come your way, and, you know, if you approach things with a true attitude of thankfulness, it changes things so much. You know, you can ask, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And sure that things are going wrong and in a wrong direction, or you can say, wait, no. Thank you, Lord. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. He's in control. He's good. He's faithful. He knows what he's doing. Amen. So we just have so much to be thankful for. And tonight, I want to just share a few things. This might, you know, just a few scriptures, a few quotes the Lord put on my heart. But we're going to talk about faith tonight. And boy, are we blessed, really. So we're going to give thanks tonight for the faith that he's given to us. It's really, really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And you know, I think so much of the times in our, just our humanness or whatever, we think of faith in very, I don't know, just general, simple terms. You know, the world around us, people speak of faith, but we can talk about faith in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. And we're really blessed. And it's really quite awesome. So let's just have a little fellowship around this tonight, around the Word, and pray the Lord will be glorified and lifted up. So if you would, we'll stand. We'll open up just with one scripture. Very, really familiar, but it's precious. Hebrews chapter 11. Of course, we could spend time, we could go through this whole chapter, of course, easily. And we'll start with verse 1 here. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You could be seated. And we'll just want to hold on to that tonight as we concentrate on this. And faith is the substance. So you think about that, a substance, that's a possession. That's a reality when you have something that's a substance. And again, I think we're so blessed in this day, really, the understanding that has been given to us. Amen. You know, you think of the Word being opened up, the Word revealed to us. And there's so much that comes out of that, so much that we have been given. Excuse me. But even if just we look at, think about that, we talk about the Word being opened and the understanding that has been given in this day, we're rich. Here we go again. We're rich. We're blessed. Mm-hmm. But you look at even just simple words themselves that mean so much to us. Redemption, you know, for example. Yeah. To know really what redemption means. Wow, it's so awesome, so amazing, so beautiful. But faith is another one of those words that's just, oh, it's rich. We know it means revelation. That's a gift from God. It's something you possess. So tonight I want you to see and for all of us to really just appreciate, to give thanks to the Lord for this tremendous gift of faith. And again, as the world around us, we know people can think in general terms of faith. It's not just simply merely believing. There could be human faith, right? There's a human aspect of faith. I believe I, but it's so much more than that. His faith, true faith, is so much more than that. It's not something we can muster up, try to do on our own. But it's a genuine gift, a possession, a reality that He gives each one of us. You can say, I don't know how, I can't explain it, but I can see things other people can't see. I understand things other people can't understand. How did that happen? I don't even know, but He did it. And this is a great, great, great treasure. So we're just so blessed. Again, to have this reality, this gift of faith. And again, we know it's not just simply believing the devils believe, right? And tremble, as the scripture says. But it's so much more than that. And I think if I could put it this way, we'll cover some ground, and I hope this makes sense. But if I could just put it this way, we want to look at the spiritual possession of faith. It is your possession. It is something you have, something He's given to you, something He's done by His grace that you have, and it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. So the spiritual possession of faith, and in that, along with that, the power of faith, the person. Yes, the person and the possession of faith. So that's kind of the ground we want to cover tonight. We'll just trust the Lord will sink these things in as we go through it. And kind of what got this going for me, and I'm going to share this just in a minute, is this thing, this quote from Brother Branham in Questions and Answers. Actually, let's just start on that. He says, so this is questions and answers, Brother Branham. I love this. He says, you said in one of the tapes that Noah saved his household. Does that mean a mother can have the same faith for her household? And does it mean every one of the family will be saved if we believe it? That's a good question. He says, you better watch the way I answer this now, see? Let me see that. You said on the tapes, one of your tapes, that Noah saved his household. Why? Because they believed. That's it, because they believed his message. Does that mean that a mother can have the same faith for her household? Yes, sister, I can see a little mother's crying heart. Beautiful. How many of those crying mothers, fathers through the years, you know, weeping, praying, crying for their children? He says, and does this mean that every one of them family will be saved if we believe it? Yes, if they'll accept it. See, that's right now. Here's where we're getting to. Just hang tight. He says, remember the Philippian jailer, believe for both of you. He says, if you've got enough faith for your own salvation, can't you have that same faith that will work upon your people? There you go. Now, listen to what he says next. What is faith? It's an unseen force. What is it? It's a spirit. So again, when we think of faith, Lord, bring us up to this level, this reality of what you've done in this day, what you're doing, what you've given to each one of us, that we are mindful of these things. He says the Holy Spirit brings faith. See, it's an unseen force. So let's change our thinking and, again, not think so much in traditional human terms about faith, but what really faith means, what has been given to you. It is a substance. It is a possession. Nobody can take that from you. See how rich we are? Thank you, Lord. And I think it's beautiful, because we'll get into this again as we move forward, but listen, there's a lot of this that is mysterious. You know, I could give a PowerPoint on here's faith, and let's all understand faith. There's parts of it, yes, we can say amen to, we identify with, we've partaken, we've received of it, and yet it's so personal, so individual. It's this lifelong journey of walking with him, receiving from him. So, you know what I mean there. But what I love here is, you know, the gift of faith that I believe is a means, a channel, whereby God communes with his children. You know, is one way of looking at it, one way of putting it. It opens up a channel between father and son and daughter. That's completely individual, and through this vehicle, through this means, God comes to and communicates with his children and carries out his purposes. As we just read in Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Things hoped for. I love that. We'll get to this here in a little bit, but to me, where I see this is, the faith is that substance of the positive. What is positive? It's not this world. It's not that this realm. It's his. It's eternal. This is temporary. This is the negative. But faith connects us with the positive. So faith is the substance. Your little taste or your representation that you possess that connects you with the positive. So I think that we're so blessed. So I just want us to fellowship a little bit tonight as we go through some of these things, and we want to just ask the Lord to open our eyes and let us appreciate more what he's done for us and this faith he's given to us. How great it is, how great he is. Okay, this is, of course, from the message. How, you know, you wouldn't be surprised to have me bring this up, but in the message, perfect faith. So he says, now the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the word says you are. And Jesus had faith in the word of God that said he was. It is written of me, Didn't David and the Psalms and the prophets and all of them speak of him? I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. Amen. I'm the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. I'm all these things. I am that I am. And he knew that with perfect faith, he was the anointed Messiah. The Spirit of God was upon him. He said, now in myself, I do nothing, but it's my faith in God. Okay, now listen. He says, and God was in him, the Word made manifest. And the Word, listen, this we take this each one very personal. When the Word of God comes in you, it's made manifest, for you're a believer. He says, and a believer is, everybody, anybody can finish this one? A believer is the faith of God that moves in you. Wow, that's rich. That's awesome. Let me just read that. A believer is the faith of God that moves in you. So I say, thank you, Lord. Is he waking us up more and more to our true identity, our true position, and what the bride has been given in this day? Don't you see how precious this faith is, this possession? Amen. Verse 5 from Hebrews 11, if you're still there. By faith, Enoch was translated. Awesome. By faith, Enoch was translated. So again, that possession, that gift of faith, that work of God was that means by which he produced and he accomplished what he had ordained for Enoch in that age. We know that Matthew 16, the church is built on what? On faith, on revelation. Faith and faith alone. The just shall live by faith. Amen. Turn with me to Jude. Just we're going to go through a couple, get a couple passages here. And again, looking at really what faith is and the characteristics of it. Jude 1. And verse 20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I love that. That's just striking to me because I think right there, there's a word in there that tells you this is not anything human, anything of self. It's the word holy, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. So that tells you it's not of man. It's holy. It's of God. Something of him, from him. Yeah, yes, on your most holy faith. Yeah. Amen. We can quote this. You don't have to turn it, but we were very familiar with it. Ephesians 2. And actually, no, I'm going to turn that. You don't have to. If you don't want, I'm going to. Could quote it, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith. There you go. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So again, this gift of faith that's given to you, so precious. I love Paul here back, just the one book in Galatians chapter 1. And then verse 11 and 12, he says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men, neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So that is so, again, this each one of us, by his grace, we can say the same thing. Not so much that we're appalled, that but just as far as that revelation, that faith that he gives us, is so personal, so precious. Amen. And then also, Revelation 1. Again, we see how precious this faith is. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. So God gave that revelation. God gave the revelation to Paul. God gives the revelation of himself to you, to me, And that is more than anything in this world, anything in life. So again, we're talking about that possession of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the person, the power of faith. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Just kind of weaving our way through some things here. Now this is, I know you know, we're talking faith. You could spend years and years upon this. So I realize that. I'm very, very well aware. I'm just putting a few things out here that the Lord put on my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're just going to drop right into verse 13 there, where it says, we having the same spirit of faith, the spirit of faith. We know there's a spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And there's a spirit of faith. So we begin to see this reality of what faith really is. Okay, so this is, we're going to pause there for just a minute in the message, oneness. Brother Bram says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He says, believeth in me, not on me, but believeth in me. Being in him, believing. Mm-hmm. See? If ye abide in me and my words in you, in him believing. He says it again. Oh my, I hope the Spirit, Holy Spirit gets that right down to you. Now you're the little flock, that's why through the week, praying and asking God, I chose this text to show you where we stand. I like that. Believing in him. You cannot believe in him until you come in him. Or he comes in you. Then you're believing in him. Then you have eternal life. You're believing on him until you receive eternal life. Then eternal life is God's life in you. Then you're believing in him. See, he says, ye and me, I and you, that they might be one, Father, as you and I are one. God in Christ, Christ in the church. See, what? See, he says, just as we are one, so they be one. Then how can you be one if you abide in me, my words in you? See, he says, see, abide my words in you. Then you ask what you will, for it isn't you anymore. It's the word that's in you, and the word is God. So he covered a whole lot of ground in that paragraph that was rich, but just the essence, the beauty of it's him and you believing. It's you don't even truly believe and have that proper faith until you're in him and he's in you. So again, just tying that into what we read earlier, the same spirit of faith. Oh my, aren't we blessed? Aren't we rich? Don't you say, thank you, Lord, for this faith. I sure didn't deserve it. I wasn't even looking for it. But he's done something, and I can say I have this possession. I have something he's done in me that gives me this ability to believe, gives me this ability to hear. Amen. The hearing of the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So I love that, by the way, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So it's where I went in my mind as I was meditating on that passage. Do you remember in, what was it we were just listening to? Sorry, my mind just went blank. What was the message we just, thinking man's filter, thank you. And how Brother Ram talks about the thinking man, the true child of God with that gene of God, that attribute predestinated, draws through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. So that's where my mind goes when I think of that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. That Holy Spirit coming down through His Word is as we hear. Amen. All right, let's look at some more. Galatians chapter 3. All right, yes, Galatians chapter 3. Beautiful gift of faith, this mystery. Okay, Galatians 3. We'll start with verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently sent forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith. I love that. Amen. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore, now focus on this, these next couple of verses. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, they which are of faith. Isn't that interesting? The same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then here it is again, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So of faith, is he telling you this is part of, we know who is the original believer? It's God himself. He spoke, as the prophet said, and believed his own word. So when we say of faith, it's the origin. Is that our origin? Part of him, part of his characteristics, part of his attributes is faith, and we're a part of that. I hope that makes some sense. Let's keep going through this. Acts chapter 26, a very similar kind of thought here. 26 and verse 16. Yeah, verse 16. The Lord coming to Paul here, he says, but rise, stand on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Now, when it says faith, it doesn't say faith in me. It says faith that is in me. So I'm just asking the question, putting these things together, is, again, is this part of his own being, his character, his spirit that we are receiving, that's a gift, again, given down to us, a possession? Amen. My, oh my, we're blessed. That's all I can say, Lord. So let's just move on with a few more things here. This is Brother Branham, and I hope this is making sense. Let me just stop right there. I think, again, the Lord is just, we're so blessed in this day to have the understanding we've been given. Amen. And again, we know faith is, I think as we're just caught up in the world around us, sometimes we do think of it maybe just in really general terms, but it's tremendous. We're so rich to have true faith that he's given to us, this possession, revelation of himself, God coming down, communing with us, giving us of his spirit and of his heart and his mind. So I'll do this. There's so many that messages and things you could just read and really dig into this and study. This one, of course, is a super sense. What's the other one? The super sense and then the sixth sense, I think. Isn't that faith is a sixth sense? Yeah, there's many, many others. They're all tremendous blessings. So if you want to just, you know, kind of encourage yourself and meditate on these things, then go and look up some of them and add them to your playlist, you know. So, all right, let's just, and the prophet does such a beautiful job here. He says it was the sixth, now look, this is awesome, it was the sixth sense that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Wait a second, did you hear that? It was the sixth sense that raised Jesus Christ from the dead after he'd laid in the ground, because he believed the word of God. Said, destroy this body, and I'll raise it up again on the third day. For David said, I'll not leave my Holy One to leave my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell. It was that super sense. Faith, this is what we're talking about. Cast down the reasonings of these senses. Forget it. He says, believe the super sense, the sense of faith that Jesus Christ gives. He gives it. So he gives, there's a giver, there's a receiver, and there's a possession. Right? Simple, simple things. By that same sense, God spoke when there was nothing. What is that sense? That super sense is God. That super sense is God. The faith of God in you. The part of God that comes into you gives you the super sense. By that same super sense, God framed the world together with things that was not and does not appear, did not appear. See, he spoke his word and believed his word. So you're just a chip off the block, the old block. You believe his word as well. He spoke his word and believed his word, and a world shook into existence. My goodness. So I hope we're catching this by that same sense. He says that super sense is God, the faith of God in you. Amen. Here's another one in Perseverant. He says, many people take the Bible and understand it intellectually perfect. But that's not it. That's not what we're talking about. No matter how well you can explain it, you've got to meet the author of it personally. That's what brings faith. For the author lives in you after you're born of him. So do you just see again what we're talking about here with faith? It's really him in you, part of him, part of his essence, part of his character, part of his nature, because he is the true believer that comes in you, that believes. And through that he speaks, through that he communes with his children. It's him and you in communion with each other. Amen. Okay. This is actually in the message Perseverant, but it's a different one. He says we're very familiar, I think, with this, you know, how he talks about the senses, but I think it's good for us to remind ourselves what our senses are good for. He says, now you've got five senses in your body. God gave you those five senses to contact your earthly home. That see, taste, feel, smell, hear. But that has nothing to do with God. Lord, we need to remember these things. There isn't any of them that will declare God, not a one of them. No, because they're only given to you to contact your earthly home. He says, see, taste, feel, smell, hear. That has nothing to do with God at all. And people rely upon them. You mustn't do that. You mustn't do that. Amen. Lord, help us. He says, faith now. Here we go. Faith is something different. Faith is the sixth sense. I love that. Which you contact God. So again, I love this. It's the representation is the way. This is my own words. Your own little possession of the positive, your own little representation of what is positive is faith. It's something you possess. It's from him, a gift from him that connects you with what is true, what is positive, what is real. Amen. He says, faith here again, faith is something different. It's the sixth sense which you contact God. You can only contact God by the sixth sense, which is faith. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. Don't you love him? Simple things, I know, in a way, but we're blessed. And again, I just want to say, Lord, thank you. Let's give thanks tonight and pray that the Lord would just stir up our hearts, and we would appreciate, even as we talk with people, the world around us, to know how blessed we are. This gift of faith that he's given to us. Amen. Don't you love him? Thank you, Lord. All right, just one more thing here. He says, this is in the message, speak to this mountain. He says, with my purchase power, There's where it is, Christian friends. Please understand. May God, oh my, yes, may God open our hearts to this understanding. Faith is not a myth. Neither is it something that you just imagine. Faith is positive. I like that. Faith is positive. Why? Because faith, true faith, his faith looks at one thing, the Word of God, period. That's it. So faith is positive. Faith is the substance. I would say faith is your substance, your possession. Just the same as this glass, the same as this book. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, blessed be his holy name. It's the evidence of things you don't see, but you believe it when God has spoken it. God has to keep his word, and every promise is yours if you can receive it as yours. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Does that, again, I hope this is making sense. I know this is simple in a way, but this day that we live in, to realize, you know, the prophet said, as the bride will begin to realize who she is, and maybe this is part of that understanding, is our identity and what's really inside of me that can hear and receive the word of God. What has been given to me through grace, this revelation, this faith that he's bestowed upon us. That's all we could say. It's grace. Grace, that's it. Something, but again, that connects me with that realm and that dimension, something that allows me, when I hear that voice that says, yes, yes, that's home, yes, that's mother, yes, that's father, that's home, that's who I'm a part of, that's what I belong to. Yeah. It's faith, and that's a gift from him. Amen. Revelation. My goodness. Again, it's not simply believing. It's so much more than that. Not something we can muster up. It's a gift that he gives you that's so precious. Amen. So again, it's just repeating this, the same chord, to see this possession that we have, the supernatural, the spiritual possession of faith, a representation of eternal realities. A part of him, a part of his nature, as we just went through those scriptures, looked into this, we have that same spirit of faith, the spirit of faith. They that are of faith, they that are begotten, their origin is out from him. Amen. Part of his nature, part of his character, this which connects us to our Father and is the means by which he speaks and we hear. That beautiful, and by this he carries out his purpose and plan. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Don't you love him? Let's pray. Musicians, you can come tonight. Heavenly Father, we just we're in awe, Lord, as we look into your word, as we examine these things. Sometimes we're so busy we don't even stop too much to think about these things. But Lord, we just want to again tell you thank you tonight. How blessed we are, this amazing, amazing grace, Lord. This faith that you've given to us, Lord. We look into the Word and we see again by your grace these things we can understand. And yet there's some mystery here still. We couldn't fully maybe comprehend or explain it, but we see it. We identify with it. We know it's there, and we just want to give you thanks, Lord. We're so tremendously blessed, so tremendously thankful, Lord. And we pray tonight that you would minister these words. I know maybe just a short little message, but we trust that you would pack it into the hearts of your people, that you would minister down into each one and quicken and work in a way that only you can, we pray. We just give you all thanks and praise, Lord. We want to lift up these next few days of people traveling and time with family, different things. We just ask that you would bless each and every one, each and every family and household, Lord, and the time together. And that, Lord, you'd be glorified, that truly our hearts would be just so full of genuine love and thanksgiving. You would be adored and praised, Lord, we pray. We just give you thanks and praise. We ask this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that.
Heavenly Father, Lord, again, Lord, how can we thank you, Lord, for what you've given to us, Lord, and putting your life inside of us, Lord, and called us sons and daughters of the Most High God. Lord, truly, we exalt you and magnify you, praise you, Lord. Lord, we could be in the world, lost, not caring about you or doing our own thing, but by your mercy and your grace, Lord, you reach down put your life inside of us. And we're so thankful for that, Lord. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord, your word, your voice. Lord, I just pray that you would just continue to open your word and give us more, Lord, more and more revelation, understanding. Lord, like Enoch, one day we'll be so close to you that we'll just step right over. Lord, we're longing for that day, Lord. Help us, Father. Keep us true. Keep us faithful, Father. Bless each one now, Lord, as we leave and go our separate ways. Father, may your hand of mercy, Lord, be upon each one, Father. Again, lift up needs of your people, Lord, and those need a touch from you, Father. May you just grant the desire of each heart, Father. To you be all praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.